50 years, WHJE Radio has been your local source for Greyhound football. Join John Perkins and Jesse Smith for the 2013 football season as they bring expert analysis straight to your dial. 91.3 WHJE Carmel.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Again, you are on the edge with the Carmel varsity football team. We're about 2 minutes and 20 seconds away from the start of the second half of this football game. An exciting one at that. 7-6, Carmel has your halftime lead. I'll bring back my color analyst, John Perkins. John, what are the keys to victory for the second half for both these teams?
Well, first off, during halftime, you know, sitting around talking about how, of course, folks, Warren Central now up on Center Grove, 12-7 in that ball game, and we began to talk. We're like, well, who do we rather see Carmel play? And began to write it out. And then Riley Sawyers, our esteemed analyst as well, chips in and says, well, guys, we got to get out of this one first. I think that's exactly right. We totally wrote off Penn as an opponent. Didn't think they had anything. You know, it's kind of like, okay, we'll buy your hype that you're undefeated, but we're really not going to get you any respect or honor coming into this ballgame. Man, have they done anything but earn that respect. 6 points to Carmel, 7. Have shut down the offense not only, but have also played pretty well defensively, which we didn't expect them to do. Haven't played well against the option run. Have handled it pretty nicely. And have really done a good job of capitalizing on opportunities when Carmel has. I think that's been the name of the game. You go back to the holding call on Nate Thompson, where that really ended the drive for the Greyhounds, which could have ended up 14 points. And then obviously Penn electing to just kind of run the clock down. They might have been able to put some extra points on the board. Either way, a good game so far. I'm very impressed by Penn.
I'm actually impressed with the tenacity of this Carmel defense. Penn is outgained the Carmel Greyhounds 167 to 138 there in the first half in a yardage situation. Very impressive offensive showing from Penn, but two times down inside their own five, the Carmel Greyhound defense was able to make the stop and hold them to 6 points. This game could very easily be 14-7 right now as we speak. But then you go on the flip side of that, like you mentioned, the Carmel Greyhounds offense has been driving. They've been driving deep inside the red zone on multiple occasions. It's been about the execution, though, once they have gotten into the red zone. Regardless, the only stat that matters is the one that's on the scoreboard at the end of the game. It's who has more points than the other team. Right now, the Carmel Greyhounds have the football game led.
Here's the idea for Penn as you come into this ball game. Zach Oakley, obviously your quarterback, does everything. He's the guy who runs the ball. He's the guy that passes the ball. He's very easy to key into as if you are a defender. Excuse me. But here's the point that I think I am trying to make. Oakley is so good that he has single-handedly torn apart this Greyhound defense. And I know they've done a nice job. Do not get me wrong. But it's the big plays that when they allow those big plays, we begin to see scores like this. I think that's the key, Jesse. Key to victory for the Greyhounds in the second half, you got to limit the big plays. You can't let Oakley be able to throw the ball for 15 yards every two plays, and you can't let him be able to run it for, you know, 15 to 20 yards. You got to cut down, make him earn his first downs, make him earn that yardage, 3 or 4 yard gains, and then you're going to get back to where you can shut down that. The offense is still running well, just some key miscues right there. Limit the penalties, no turnovers. I think you're looking at Carmel pulling out this ball game with a big spread.
You bring up a good point there. My key to the second half, you talked about no turnovers. You got to protect the football. First team that will get the takeaway in this ball game will have the upper hand, and I ultimately believe they will come out with the victory. Both teams, no turnovers in the first half, something we rarely see, but both these teams well coached throughout this entire season, long history, some great 6A football programs. Otherwise, they wouldn't be here right now in semi-state action.
Here's another key I think you bring up. I like that. No turnovers in this first half. That's something that the Greyhound defense has to do a much better job of. They come in, 7 forced fumbles, 15 interceptions. Jack Conway's got 6 of those. He's got to be able to step up, and I'm keying in on Conway. Conway is such a threat in the air. We've seen this coverage team for the Greyhound just get picked apart by Oakley. I've never seen a quarterback be able to read this zone defense as well as Oakley is doing. You got to tighten up, maybe even switch it over to man coverage, make it harder on Oakley, and make him make some mistakes. Free safety's got to play much better and spy him. Read him much better.
And I've really been impressed with Ryan Simels this evening. 2 different sacks, one of them off of an option run of Zach Oakley. And you mentioned this throughout that little bit of time over there down in the red zone. but I didn't have a chance to mention this, but Ryan Sondles, the way he tackles, he's not one of those guys that waits to kind of see who's going to make the first move, doesn't play with that kind of chest match. He goes right at the ball carrying. That's something that Zach Oakley is not used to seeing. He thought he was going to hesitate, and then he just took the big shot right in the open field, nowhere for him to go. Ryan Sondles didn't even give him a decision to make.
A lot of times, Jesse, we see these northern teams who come down and play these mid-conference teams not prepared for just the fundamentals that these teams have. I think you look at a team in the north who's able to run up 50, 60 points every game, and they're used to just being able to score very quickly, a run-and-gun type offense. But here, this defense that you're facing with the Greyhounds, they're going to tackle your legs. They're going to force those fumbles, and they're going to make you go down. We saw that with a nice sack there by Nick Sinar, came off at the end, really put some pressure on Oakley, made him go down. It's things like that that you're going to have to force Oakley to get out of that pocket and run, and that's where you're that rover position that we saw Noah Burks and Anthony Mazza playing earlier in the game. They're going to have to step up big.
We're just about ready to start the second half of action here. The Carmel Greyhounds, who deferred in the first half, will receive the ball here to start the second half, and Robertson Baldwin will be back deep to return this kickoff return. We saw earlier this evening, Austin Roberts almost break one away, was tackled at about the 42-yard line, but that was the last man standing for the Penn football team here. Let's see if Austin Roberts can try to break one away like he did against Trinity several weeks ago. One of the most prolific players in the entire state, if not the nation. Very exciting to watch. Been a pleasure to watch him throughout the last two seasons play in a Carmel uniform.
And it's neat to see him play against some other very talented receivers. You know, going back to Dominic Booth, the number two receiver, of course, in Indiana. Now, Austin Roberts, number one. But even he is able to handle those comparisons. He's just lights out. I mean, you look at this guy, easily Division I player. We got to say the same about Zach Oakley.
Just about ready to kick this one away here. Baldwin also had a pretty nice return earlier, getting across the 20-yard line. That's really the goal of the kick returner. If you can get out to where it's past the automatic touchback rule, you've done your job correctly. This one, a squib kick at about the 30-yard line, is going to be taken up by the Carmel Greyhounds. That one looked to be number 27 of the Carmel Greyhounds. That's Phil Dugdale, who for the second time in the last 2 weeks he's had his name called here on the air for a kickoff return. Also had an interception last week at the end of the Fort Wayne Carroll game. So 11:55 remaining in the third quarter. 7-6 is your score. The Carmel Greyhounds have the lead. And their first drive of the second half. Isaac James, the quarterback, jogs back out onto the field. And that offense produced 138 yards of total offense in that first half. Very efficient on the ground game with 116. Three wide pistol formation set, two out to his left. Robertson motion, triple option time, handoff up the middle. Shakir Pascal on a second effort. Instead of losing a yard, is actually going to gain 2 yards. So second and eight on the way for the Carmel Greyhounds. Going conservative on their first play call. 11:39 and counting in the third quarter. Just underway in the second half here at Carmel Stadium. 1 point separates both of these teams, and one game separates them from another date at Lucas Oil Stadium. Roberts moving in motion once again. James keeps this one, goes left tackle, cuts back across the middle of the field at the 40-yard line. James is off and away, trying to get to midfield, stumbling, is going to be pushed out at the 50-yard line. And Isaac James has been doing that throughout the evening. Looks like he's going left tackle, sees the opening, cuts back in the middle of the field.
Again, you always want a quarterback like that. Never gives up on a play. You're going to see a lot of these guys are going to go ahead and just move the ball forward. And again, you're talking about a 1 yard gain, but Isaac James has the awareness to be able to cut back upfield, make guys miss, and try to make something out of nothing. And you're looking at the chains moving forward instead of a second and 10.
Same formation to put Roberts in motion again from midfield. Pascal receives the handoff, breaking a couple tackles along the way. Brought down at the 42-yard line, second and two on the way. So Shakir Pascal, whenever you bring him in on first down, he's able to gain 7-8 yards on those first down carries. It really sets up your offense, opens up your playbook.
Coming into this ball game again, the Greyhounds have 131 first downs on the ground. Shakir Pascal takes a lot of credit for those.
At the 43-yard line of the Penn Kingsmen, off that right hash, James will put Roberts in motion once again. James with another handoff to Shakir Pascal, trying to get across the 40-yard line. This one will depend on the spot. So the clock will stop at 10:43 remaining in the third quarter. We'll be awfully close to that first down marker. Officials are going to discuss it, and the signal will be a first down. So two rushes by Shakir Pascal and another moving of the chains. Fresh set of downs for Isaac James and the Greyhound offense. Very efficient on its opening drive of the second half. with the one-point lead. They come back out, three-wide pistol formation set, two out to his left. James hands it off. Shakir Pascal again up the middle, trying to dive to about the 36-yard line, gain of four, second and six on the way. So really pounding the inside between the tackles on this opening drive are the Carmel Greyhounds, not really trying to extend the field towards the perimeters or the sidelines. All rushing attempts, no passing on this opening drive. Same formation for James at the 37-yard line. Takes the snap, keeps this one. Running up the middle, James with the stiff arm. Dives across to about the 32-yard line. Third and short coming up for the Carmel Greyhounds. And a continuous pounding of up the middle rushes. 10 minutes remaining here in the third quarter. 7-6 remains your score. Lined up at the 32-yard line of the Penn Kingsmen. Some great field position for the Carmel Greyhounds and a very manageable third down. James will come back out. Four wide pistol formation set with Pascal in the backfield. A tight end Becker will move in motion into his tight end position off the left side. James takes the snap. Handoff up the middle. Shakir Pascal pushes the pile forward, but does not look like he's going to have enough for that first down. So a possible fourth and short on the way, and that's what it is.
Quick score update, folks. We're going to see Warren Central beat Center Grove. So, folks, the winner of this Carmel-Penn game is going to go to Lucas Oil Stadium. Final score there, 12-7. Again, folks, a massive fourth down here. Isaac James working it again, 48% here on fourth down. It's almost 50-50 here. You got a shot. Isaac James is going to take it from the pistol.
Same formation set at the 31-yard line of Penn, trying to get him to jump off sides. Hard count. Shakir Pascal receives the carry off the left tackle. Forward progress is going to get him across the 29-yard line. Penalty flags fly everywhere. So we have some extracurricular activity going on deep down the field between Baldridge and one of the defensive backs of Penn. We'll see who that one will go against. But forward progress does give enough for the Carmel Greyhounds first down. 8:56 remaining in the third quarter. Carmel looking to extend this drive with that one-point lead of theirs and tack on a few more. Officials are going to discuss this one over. Is James staying right at the line of scrimmage there. Big fourth down play. Let's see what the call is. Personal foul. That one will be against Penn. And a personal foul against Jason Baldridge. Penalties will offset. So neither of them will count. Cancel each other out. Play will stand as it is. The Carmel Greyhounds will have themselves a first down.
We've been seeing a little heat there between Jason Baldridge and some of those coverage defenders. And those are penalties that are going to stop drives like we've seen before. You got to keep your head in the ball game.
That will be on Soosley of Penn and Baldridge of Carmel. James keeps this one option. Austin Roberts now receives a pitch off that left sideline. Will be wrapped up out of bounds. And a lot of the Carmel fans wanting a penalty flag for a late hit there. They're not going to get one as he was thrown out of bounds at about the 26. Possible late hit or face mask penalty is what they were looking for. Nonetheless, a gain of four, second and six on the way for the Carmel Greyhound offense. They'll be lined up off that left hash. Three-wide pistol formation set. Pascal checks back in as the tailback. 8:43 remaining in the third, holding on to that one-point lead. James takes the snap, looking to pass this time deep over the middle. That one is going to be incomplete, intended for Thomas Baldwin, just out the reach of his outstretched hands. Threw it only where he could get it, but a third and six on the way.
Yeah, tough throw there by Isaac James. Obviously, you're going to look at that and say, why did he throw that ball there? But again, like you said, Jesse, the only place that Jason Baldridge could have caught that pass, a nice throw.
So third down and six. This is one of those distances on third down where you could either run it with the kind of offense you have or you could go with the pass. Either way, they're coming out four wide shotgun set from the 26-yard line. Becker moves in motion back into tight end position, now three wide. James rolling out to his right, looking to pass immediately, now has to run this one up the middle. Breaking tackle, stumbling at the 20-yard line. He's going to be wrapped up close to the first down, depending on the spot. And Isaac James taking a couple big shots there at the end of that one, pops right back up. And this one will depend on the spot. Initial signal is fourth down. So fourth down and very short. This one looks to be about a foot.
Big decision here you got to make. Are you going to go for it and risk that turnover but potentially get 7 points? Here's another thing you got to think about. If you kick the field goal, you're going up by 4 points. That still puts Penn out of field goal, but Isaac James is going to say no to that.
James stays out on the field. Full house set from the pistol. James goes hard count, takes a snap. Pascal up the middle, trying to get some forward progress, and then he did not get there for the first down. Penn celebrating over on their sideline, and it looks to be a turnover on downs for the Carmel Greyhounds, and it is a beautiful drive. Stalls at the 25-yard line of Penn.
You can't help but think at a drive like that, could this be a turning point in the ball game? Can you see Penn now take this momentum forward, put a drive together? You always think back, you know, again, we're still 7:47 here in the third, but sometimes mistakes this far on in the game can affect later on.
And a good sign to see here, number 20, Mitch Davis, back out on the field for the Carmel Greyhounds. But Penn takes over from their own 20-yard line. Two wide shotgun set. Oakley takes the snap, spins around. He hands that one off. Stopped behind the line of scrimmage. That one was Carpenter on the carry. Great job by Vic Rohn Company getting in the backfield in a hurry. Second and 11 on the way. Lined up at their own 19. 7:30 and counting remaining in the third quarter. Carmel remains with a 7-6 lead as Oakley goes back into the huddle. Again, this is another difference between the Mick and the North at what we're seeing. A lot more of plenty of huddles from this Penn offense. And a lot of these Mick teams like to go no huddle, changing that pace, what the Carmel Greyhounds are used to seeing. Three wide shotgun set, two out to his right. Oakley running this one all the way. Right tackle, stumbles at the 22. And that's right where he's going to be brought down. Great job there by Sam Story and Nick Sinar teaming up to make the tackle. 6:56 and counting. And it will be a third down in about nine. So quick third down. This Carmel defense resilient as ever. So it looks like Mazza will check out in favor of Noah Burks, the sophomore. Third down and 10 from their own 22-yard line. A big third down for Oakley and Penn as they have the momentum in their hands right now. Three wide shotgun set, two out to his left from the right hash. Oakley takes the snap. Blitz coming from the Greyhounds, forced out of the pocket. And he's looking deep down the field, throws that one, has a man wide open, and he's going to be leveled by Jack Conway, and they're going to throw the penalty flags on that one. Met right at the exact time that Miller tried to make that reception, and Conway is frustrated with that one.
You know, I always have trouble with these penalties that are thrown about 3 seconds after. But either way, here the referee obviously saw something that we didn't. But that's going to move the chains forward regardless. And so Penn now has an extra opportunity to keep something going.
So let's see where this one's going to put them. Carmel Greyhounds defense was way back in their own territory, about the 30-yard line. But the referees will not call this one at the spot of the foul. So negating what would be a three and out. They will come back at about their own 35-yard line now to spot this one. Officially at the 36-yard line of the Penn Kingsmen. They have a fresh set of downs, and the drive stays alive.
So, again, another break here for Penn, and this is one of those situations where you got to start taking opportunities and capitalizing on these. You're not going to get many more, and I think that's something that Penn's done a good job of so far in this game. They got to really amp it up on first and second down. You can't allow for third and longs this late in the ball game.
Three wide shotgun set, two out to his right. The handoff, Fleming off the left tackle, breaking a couple tackles. Penalty flags fly in the backfield. Vic Rowe is on the ground there. Sam Story comes up with the tackle. 6:15 remaining in the third quarter. A lot of penalties here in the last series of plays. See what the officials call this one. Was a first down and 10 from the Penn 36-yard line. Holding is the call against Penn. So that'll move him back 10 yards. But an offsetting penalty against the Carmel Greyhounds. Grabbing of the face mask at the end of the play. So that one will offset. It will remain first down and 10 for Penn. We will redo the play. So two offsetting penalties in the last five plays for both of these teams and a pass interference. A redo here, if you will, from the 36-yard line of Penn. Same formation set, this time off the left hash. Oakley running this one over towards that left tackle. Runs into his own lineman. Ryan Sondles meets him and wraps him up at about the 37. Gain of one, second and nine on the way.
And Jesse, we're starting to see both these teams kind of unravel a little bit. Here's what you got to keep your cool. Again, like you said, Jesse, you said that the team that allows a turnover here is probably the team that's going to come back. That's going to come back to haunt them later in the game. In the same way, I look at that with penalties. The team that's committing the most penalties, the team that doesn't have their head in the ball game, is going to struggle later on.
Second effort won't count off that last rush, so it will be a second down and 10 from their own 36-yard line. Same formation set off the left hash for Oakley. Three wide receivers. He's looking to pass this time. Looks over towards that right side. That one's going to be caught, almost tipped away by Jack Conway. McGuire, the flanker, is able to come up with the reception at midfield, and that'll move the chains after a gain of 15.
McGuire's been a huge component here in this ballgame. Has caught about four or five passes so far, most of them for first down, moving the chains forward. But again, credit Zach Oakley. What a great throw there to be able to get it right over the hands of Jack Conway for the completion.
5:23 and counting in the third quarter. 7-6. The winner of this ballgame will face Warren Central in the 6A state finals at Lucas Oil Stadium on November 30th. 1 point separates these teams. Same formation, three wide shotgun set. Oakley takes the snap, left tackle, will be brought down behind the line of scrimmage. Penalty flags fly everywhere in the backfield at about the 47. Tackle made there by Mazza. And that one will be against Penn. That'll back him up. So a lot, this drive can really be summarized by the number of penalties on both of these squads. Two of them offsetting, and one of them a pass interference against Jack Conway, which kept the drive alive on 3rd and 10. Waiting on the official call here and looking for the ball spot. And now that the yardage is a little more evened up, matches the score 185-181 in favor of Carmel, who holds a 1 point lead 7-6. Holding call against Penn will back him up to their own 37 yard line. So first down in eternity coming up. Looks to be about a 23. Taking one out of the book of John Perkins there. So first down and 23 coming up.
John Perkins' Book of Secrets. You know, even I haven't discovered all of the many things that are residing in there, Jesse. We'll dig some up later in the game.
Three wide shotgun set, two out to his left as Oakley takes a snap. Screen pass out to Miller towards that left sideline. Another penalty flag in the backfield as Miller is away at the 35. He's trying to get down the sideline away from Zach Woods. Brought down at the 5-yard line of the Carmel Greyhounds. But this one might be coming back as the penalty flag was thrown back at the 34-yard line. And that would be a demoralizing penalty if this one's coming back for Penn. That one will be against Penn, so it is coming back deep into their own territory now on what was a 1st and 23, and a gain of about 65 yards will be negated.
So Carmel gets a miracle. They earn some penalty yards back here, and so really the summary, I'm almost at a loss of words, the summary for this drive has been just the penalties. And we see an incredible play from the Greyhound defense, and all of a sudden there's a personal foul. Now you see Penn get some yards back, and then, of course, what happens here, Penn with an incredible, incredible play that would have set them up in that red zone at about the 10-yard line is negated again because of penalties. So like we said before, the team, I think, that commits the most penalties now, because before it was the team that commits a penalty. Now it's the team that commits the most. We've seen about four or five in the past minutes. The team that commits the most is obviously it's going to come back to haunt them. They're going to have a tough time in this ballgame at all. And I mean, Penn is backed up farther than I've ever seen a team backed up, even when I'm playing NCAA football on my Xbox.
First down and a county line to cross with 36 yards in front of him. Three wide shotgun set for Oakley. He takes the snap, rolls out to his left. Pressure coming from the defense. Fires one away. The reception made by McGuire. He is leveled at the 28-yard line. A gain of 4 yards will set up a 2nd and 32.
Jesse, every time there's a penalty committed and we see these this ball marker move back, it stretches our vocabulary a little bit. We've got a limited vocabulary. You hear next area code, county line, eternity, all these things. We're running out. I guess we need to dig down in that book of secrets, pull it out from the old bookshelf, you know?
2nd and 32. I'm just going to keep it
simple here. That's a worst-case scenario. We're talking like a fourth in Death Valley.
Takes a snap. He's rolling out to his right. Dumps it up to the tailback, who's wrapped up right where he stands at the 25-yard line. He loses 3 yards and a great tackle made. That one by Sam Story. Something if you've heard that one before. 3:25 and counting in the third quarter. 7-6.
And I will go ahead and stop you there because Sam Story went unblocked, and I don't even know how. They're about four or five Penn men about downfield a little bit, obviously trying to set up that screen there. Nothing going. Sam Story able to kind of work his way around those blockers, make a nice play, and so it's going to set up, what are we going to call it, Jesse? A 3rd and
From New York to California.
From New York to California. A third and manifest destiny.
Third and 34 on the way from their own 26-yard line. Oakley is going to keep this one for himself, and he'll be brought down at the 26-yard line. So keeping it conservative, and they're going to punt this ball away with 2:46 remaining in the third. With the one-point lead, the Greyhounds looking to get the football back. It's a pretty decent field position coming their way as well. So give credit to the defense there. Resiliency is the name of the game for them. In the face of adversity, they still are able to convert when it is absolutely needed to. Baldridge and Baldwin back deep to return for the Greyhounds. So punter standing at about his own 14, fields it cleanly, gets this one away after a swarm of hounds. That one will be caught by Baldridge. He's going to return this one, trying to dance out to the outside. Now back at about midfield is where he's going to be brought down. So Carmel Greyhounds with some excellent field position to start this drive.
Jesse, we got a score of 7-6 in favor of the Greyhounds again. Just about 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter. But that scoreboard does not reflect the type of ballgame. We've seen almost everything in this ballgame, from big-time plays to massive penalties to some nice running from both sides of the ball to a great quarterback in Zach Oakley to a great quarterback in Isaac James. We've really had the privilege of seeing a great ballgame. But now you're going to see the Greyhounds. It's going to become imperative for them on this drive to put some points on the board. They got to begin to distance themselves from Penn and not give Penn another opportunity to score.
2:12 remaining in the third, leading by one. Isaac James comes out in a four-wide pistol formation set at midfield off the left hash. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, keeps this one for himself, looking up the middle. James with a couple spin moves, still on his feet at the 40-yard line. He'll be thrown forward. They want another face mask penalty here, but a gain of 12 on first down. Moves the chains for the Carmel Greyhounds and now into Penn territory. Stops the clock at 2:01. Isaac James showing off the athleticism as he has so far this evening. 175 yards on the ground for the Carmel Greyhounds offense, 197 total. Clock starts now, 1:56 and counting at the Penn 38-yard line off that left hash. They come back out in the same formation set. Becker moving in motion down to the tight end position off the left side. James takes the snap, hands it off. That one to Pascal. Pascal with a second effort dives forward to about the 36. So rather than getting back to the line of scrimmage, he gets it to about a 2nd and 7. Right now, the Carmel Greyhounds being very aggressive with the rushing game. Pascal will check out in favor of Chris Perkins, a fresh set of legs. We haven't seen him in there too much throughout the quarter. James comes back out, same formation set. Look for Roberts in the slot there. They've been looking his way quite a bit this evening. Becker moves back into the tight end position, now three wide. James takes the snap, stretch play. Chris Perkins heads upfield in the middle of the field. Spin move across to about the 31-yard line. Solid run there by Chris Perkins, gaining 7 yards, 3rd and 3 on the way.
And I'm so impressed with the balance of these rushers. You look at a guy like Chris Perkins and Isaac James, both very agile backs. And I say Isaac James is a back because he runs like a halfback. But then you balance that with Shakir Pascal, who's a guy who can just power it up the middle, and like we've seen, been able to get that extra effort, 2 and 3 yards. That stretches a 3rd and 4 to a 1st down right there.
3rd down and 3. Under a minute to go here in the third. 38 seconds and counting. Wing T formation set for James. Runs this one up the middle, trying to get the 1st down. Has the 1st down and more. At the 20-yard line. Dances to the outside. Isaac James with the juke move. Into the end zone. Isaac James looking for penalty flags. There are none. And Isaac James with a rushing touchdown makes it 13-6, 38-yard score. 27 and a half seconds remaining in the third, and the Carmel Greyhounds have opened up a 7-point lead, looking for 8 with Adam Kramer, Mr. Reliable. Baldwin will be on the hold here. The receiver with very reliable hands has not had an issue so far this year. The hold is good. The kick is up from Kramer. And the kick is also good, just narrowly escaping that one, able to get inside that left upright. But nonetheless, that forces Penn to have to score the 2-point conversion if they get into the end zone. 14-6 Carmel. You're listening to The Edge. We'll be right back.
The action. The sound. The pride. Tune in to 91.3 WHJE as John Perkins and Jesse Smith bring you the sound of the hounds. WHJE, your trusted source of Carmel football.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to this production of Varsity Football here on 91.3 WHJE. Boy, do we have a ball game. 14-6. Carmel just put 7 points on the board. Thanks be to Isaac James with a nice rushing touchdown there. Was able to make a few guys miss. Cuts it back upfield for the score. Very impressive running attack on that drive. Again, just a little recap for you. Penn gets stopped on about a 3rd and 27, it looked like. Graham's making a huge stop now, and so Penn's going to have another shot as Adam Kramer gets set to kick this ball off.
8-point game, so one possession. Kramer with a booming kick. This one goes out of the back of the end zone once again and hits the track. That's two of them this evening for Adam Kramer, his third touchback of the evening. And that'll start Penn at the 20-yard line, so 80 yards to work with. And really, you kind of have to consider that last drive an outlier for any offensive team. Penalties flying in each direction. We didn't get to see too much production. So going back a couple drives ago, they were very productive through the air.
I think here's what you got to do if you're Penn. You got to come out and you got to throw the ball well. Come out, take a shot downfield. See if you can catch this defense off guard. Again, this defense is kind of playing mid-coverage here. They're not pressing, but they're also not playing deep. I think you've got a shot to air this one out.
Three wide shotgun set from his own 20-yard line. Oakley takes this one for himself up the middle. Brought down at about the 25-yard line. So gain of 5 there on first down. Sets up a second and manageable. And now you can open up the playbook, possibly with that shot downfield. They do not have to run another play before the end of this quarter. 10 seconds remaining and the ball has not been set yet. Now the play clock starts to run, but they're already heading over towards the sideline. That is the end of the third quarter. We got a very exciting conclusion to this football game coming up. The momentum is with the Carmel Greyhounds. They have the 8-point lead. You're on the only voice of the Greyhounds, WHJE. We'll be right back.